This is Mornings with Alf Araby on CFAX 1070.
Look up in the sky tonight. Something great is going to happen because it looks like the weather's going to cooperate just fine for what it is. Well, I want to introduce our guest to talk about it. This is Randy Ankin, who's president of the Victoria Centre of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. Randy, welcome back to CFAX 1070. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm doing really well on this clear day.
Ah, see, clear skies, that's the key piece. Let's start with tonight, because I saw a little bit of what's happening early this morning, but tell people what they can look at tonight.
Okay, so tonight is the full moon, and people are making a great big deal about it being a super moon. And I love the word that the astronomers give for it. It's a syzygy. A syzygy is basically when the moon and the Earth are in the same line as the Earth and the sun. Anyway, the sun fully illuminates the moon, and so we get this big, huge moon, but it's not that much bigger than a micromoon, okay? It's just that the moon is a little bit closer to the moon. It's actually 360,000 kilometers from the Earth. When it's far away, it's 400,000 kilometers away from the Earth. You can't see the difference without real instruments. But the important thing is it's on a beautiful summer, clear night. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite things is to go up Mount Ptolemy or onto like Clover Point, watch the sunset around just a bit before 9, and then wait around till 9:30, and then watch the moon rise behind the mountains. It's just so fun to do that. It's a good little outing.
I love it. And here's the big, it's free. You know, there's no cost to what this is.
All you need is a horizon.
That's it. So, yeah, and this is just, I mean, I think everybody's figured it out, but it's not like you need anything to protect yourself from this. You can look straight at it, no difficulties.
No difficulties at all. The fun thing is to have a good telephoto lens on your camera, and then it looks super big because, you know, people expect it to look like what you're looking at with your naked eye. But if you catch the whole moon in the frame of your camera, then you get these killer pictures.
And then at the end of this month, we kind of do this again, do we not?
Okay, yeah, because the month is 31 days long. The lunar month is 29 and a half days long. So every once in a while, called once in a blue moon, you get two of those full moons in a month. And by happen chance, this month, both of them are when the moon is close to the Earth, at perigee. And so it is that tiny bit, you know, like 6% bigger than when the moon is further away. The moon wobbles back and forth. It's in an elliptical orbit.
Right. That doesn't happen very often, correct?
It doesn't happen very often, but again, as a moon lover, I love every full moon. I don't discriminate.
I love it. We're talking to Randy Ankin. He's president of the Victoria Centre of Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. You alluded to it. Like, is there a better place to watch it than anywhere else? We can kind of see this everywhere, can't we?
You can see it everywhere. There is the thing called the moon effect. When you see the moon close to the horizon, then it has this illusion of looking bigger. So, you know, at 10 o'clock tonight, it'll be 3 degrees above the horizon. If you're on a road with a view kind of to the east, to the southeast, you're going to see this huge, it's going to seem enormous looking down towards the southeast at around 10 o'clock tonight. And but yeah, anywhere, as long as you don't have a big building or a tree in front of you, it's look up.
Yeah. Couple other things, and it's coming up this month. Perseid meteor shower. That's coming up in August, correct?
Every year on August 11, 12, around there is this moment when the Earth passes through where the dust that came off Comet Swift-Tuttle left all its debris. And these are tiny things. These are like sub-centimeter. But this dust crashes into the Earth's atmosphere and they glow bright. They glow at like 1,500 degrees Celsius. And so you get these trails of light. And depends on the year, it depends on where we are in this trail of dust, but you get like a meteor a minute, especially if you're in a dark sky. So this is the good segue. Our club co-sponsors with the Cowichan Valley Starfinders, the Island Star Party. This will be year 26 in Bright Angel Park, just south of Duncan. It's free. We take donations, but it's free. And we'll have, just before it gets dark, we have talks starting at 7:30. We have, on Friday night, we have a talk about photographing or discovering solar systems around other stars. And on Saturday night, that's William Thompson. On Saturday night at 8:30, we have Melissa Aminouche, who's going to talk about supernovae. So there's talks, but also then all night we're going to be looking at the sky, and there'll be lots of people with their telescopes there. You don't have to bring a telescope. Mm-hmm. If you have a telescope you don't know how to use, we got lots of people who would love to show you. Amateur astronomers love showing off the sky, their gear, and it'll be a great time. During the day on Saturday, we're going to have solar telescopes, and I'm going to be setting up kind of a model solar system in the park there. So come enjoy the park and the river and the bridge there, but come and join us on the gravel pit. There's a gravel park up in Bright Angel Park. It'll be all Friday night, all day Saturday, all Saturday night to Sunday morning. You can camp there with tents and enjoy the sky. Look up.
It'll be great. Hey, Randy, pleasure to speak with you. We'll chat again, okay? But thanks for doing this morning.
Thank you so much.